When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Tom and Frenchie podcast, produced by Alex Bantalord Lafazanis.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro, he was What's just crushing. Because you were a little late because you had a car roadworks. Alex is in here going, give me an audition, let me be Tom.
Oh, yeah.
So he did a full pilot. Very good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Very good. He's just, he went to the gym today.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Guess what he did? Based on how his physical.
Not hair, because it's freshly trimmed.
He got that done at the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just doing bars while the barber shaved his head.
What did he do at the gym?
Well, Alex, why don't you talk? You're allowed to talk.
I actually went to the gym to play pickleball.
Excuse
me? Cool.
Why didn't you bring that up on our previous podcast?
Wait. Did you put pickle in your ass?
No, pickleball.
Oh, pickleball. That's pickle what's the
hole.
Difference?
That's pickle hole. That's a good one.
What is pickleball?
It's a mixture between tennis and table tennis.
Okay.
Do you stand on the table?
No table. It's just like a smaller kind of handball-esque court, but tennis as well.
It's a mini tennis court.
Yeah, I can get it up.
No one wants to see that. Jesus Christ.
No, come on, bro.
But yeah,
and why did you do that?
He was much funnier before, I'm telling you.
The pressure, man. The pressure of the once you say it's we're recording and we got to cure AIDS.
The Bantalord. I did go to the Bantalord.
Oh, man. Yeah, you sent me up.
This is what happens when I leave you guys alone. You just make really mid intros.
He started talking about mini tennis, bro. I was talking, what about the guns? Didn't you work out some guns?
Yep.
No.
Okay. Let's move on.
No, wait. Let me tell you why we went to this.
Okay.
Because he said something very interesting. He's like, it was my first time going to the gym. I didn't know how to do all the machines, so I'm getting YouTube up and looking how to do all the machines.
Mm. Yep.
Which I thought was very interesting, which I don't even use half the machines in my gym because I don't know how to use them.
Yeah, most of them are pretty intuitive. They're made for like old people and stuff.
Old people fuck up the most.
You can figure it
They're
out.
They're not intuitive.
There's even
how
pictures
many times
on
have
the
you
side.
Been in the gym, Tom?
I used to go to the gym a lot. I reckon I could bench probably twice as much as both of you.
Oh,
that's a challenge.
Twice as much.
It's not both you combined and then double, but
let's say me and you both get on the bench press.
I reckon I could bench twice as much as you.
Oh, we have to.
We're gonna have
Patreon
to do
special.
It. Patreon special.
Yeah, let's do it.
Patreon special.
You I'm know not, what? The
but the machines
is, right?
are pretty. Like on the side, they have a picture of like a man open holding the things and then closing holding the things. And you guys are like, I don't know, I don't know. Go back to pickleball.
Yeah, I don't have to solve a fucking puzzle to figure out how to use
a
machine.
It's not a puzzle. It's a diagram.
The machines are fine. It's more like the stuff with the free weights I'm confused
you're
about.
Freeweighting.
Oh, so now you backtrack it.
Freeweighting. He was playing pickleball. He was back to pickleball.
No, I didn't get to this old lady. We're using this app called Meetup. And I didn't register, and so she just said, get the fuck out of here.
Wait, are you on a date with a gilf?
With an old lady?
It's all old ladies play pickleball.
And you're on a date
you're
with
on a
one?
Date
Is
with
that
one
why
of
you
them.
Were there?
Well,
why
no,
were you on
obviously
an
not.
App called Meetup?
That's what they use. It's for like sporting and crafts and stuff. I just learned about it this like a few weeks ago.
This is a lot.
Yeah.
You guys really threw me in on something weird.
I love the jumper you're wearing. Simply the beanie best grandma, Tom.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
How's your weekend?
Yeah, good, bro.
It's like you're on as a guest now.
I'm still thrown. Okay. What did you get up to on the weekend?
Yeah, 25 minutes of just Bantasaurus Rex.
Then
bro.
Should
we start
You
again?
Must have ran out. I reckon maybe start again.
No.
What do you reckon?
This has been fucking bizarre.
No.
Okay,
no.
Leave it.
No.
Guys, if you hate it, that's on Frenchie.
I had my fantasy football draft on the weekend. And
oh, yeah?
You know it is the biggest day of the year. It's adult Christmas. Mm. Me and my friends play fantasy NFL. And we take it over the top. The commissioner is taking on like a Stalin-Putin role this year.
Wait,
He's very
wait, wait.
Strict.
Yes. What the fuck is a commissioner?
He's in charge. He's the boss.
How do you get that role?
Well, no one else wants it, so it's whoever gets bullied the most in the chat.
So it's kind of like the organizer?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris has got it this year.
Yeah, right.
Which makes sense. He's been very good. So for the draft day, it's where we all pick imaginary players for our team and we play against each other. I made the missus come home from Europe early for it. Which
did you actually?
Well, yes and no.
Oh, you're the worst.
No. Her original plan was us getting home like September 8 or whatever. I'm like, I really want to be home September 2. I have this thing on, whatever it is. Very important. Let's leave a little earlier.
I'm sick of living this real life. I want a fantasy football.
So we met up at 8:30 at the cafe and the dress code was blue jeans and a white shirt. He just wanted subtle solidarity, he said.
So like Homer Simpson's fit?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's interesting.
We went to laser tag.
Okay.
But it was sick because a few came late, so it was 3v3 in the laser tag.
Laser tag is fun.
It's a lot of room.
It's kind of like the pickleball for young people.
Yeah, we booked it through Meetup. Doris actually tried to get it. She's like, I think I'm supposed to be in this room. And I'm like, no, look at my Meetup, you dumb bitch. You're over at Bingo right now. Rotate. Okay. And she hobbled off on a little cane.
Yep.
Walking frame she had. I'm like, how are you even going to play laser tag with those shaking hands?
So you 3-on-3, who won? Did you win?
I was on fire, bro. Yeah. I felt like I was in. I've been watching a lot of SWAT, actually.
The TV show. Oh, the TV show.
Yeah, just the film over and over again.
I don't even know if I knew there was a TV show.
There shouldn't be.
So you're just pumping. So who's on your team?
I got Elliot and Mitch. Yep. We called ourselves Team Alphas.
Of course you did.
We went backwards hats, which you would have loved. But the other team was like Chris, Azza. It was all like... They can't pull off a backwards hat. Let's just say that. And then we played at Be Lucky and Sons. #not sponsored.
It's fun.
A lot of fun.
I mean, lots of games. What can go wrong?
Exactly.
Drinks as well.
Oh, bro. Bar didn't open till like 12 though.
What the fuck? Do people have jobs or something?
I don't know. But there was someone there. I'm like, well, can we get a beer there? Like, bars not open. I'm like, you're fucking behind it. Just open it.
Yeah, dude. Like, you can't play games sober.
No. Not with all those kids running around. And then, yeah, we had a room at the pub we'd booked out.
When does the fantasy happen? This all sounds like regular life.
And then you pick, okay, so we're in real life. It is real life mixed with fantasy, okay?
The fantasy was you guys were alphas.
It sounds like a kid's birthday party.
Bro, it 100% is. It's an adult kid's birthday party. And then we had booked, what's that pub? Light Brigade. We had a room there, drinks package, Mordred sorted out for us. We paid for it. It cost some money. Yeah. But it's all beers you can drink, all the wine you can drink for 3 hours, $55.
Fuck, that's just asking.
For $55.
That's awesome.
I'd be drinking so hard, like...
And we did.
Not because you're that into the drinks, just to make,
yeah, I'm a sucker for a deal.
We did. And then the bartender was just this chill young dude. Actually, both the manager was too. And so we started loading up from 15 minutes before. Everyone had to get a round of 8.
Oh, fuck. That's good.
So our table was insane from 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Saturday. Were you rough on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a hangover.
We've got a quick video we're going to play. You only need the audio. It's I got into a conversation with one of the boys who drank too much.
Oh, good.
I sent it through to Alex. It's just one quick question. We're talking about sex, and I said, surely women enjoy it a little bit. And he's been married a little long, I think.
Oh, do you know how long? Rough estimate?
I do.
Oh, he says.
Well, this is just if you don't hear my question, you'll hear his response. Mm. I just wanted to set up for the listeners after a few hours of free wines and beers.
I want to have sex with you a little bit.
No.
Why not?
It's an optical illusion.
Oh, wow.
It's all an illusion.
It's an optical illusion.
That they want to have sex. Doesn't even make sense.
I know, it's an optical illusion.
Fuck, he must have pulled up well. Were you guys getting on the wine or were you just drinking the beer?
Yeah, we had the wine. And then the night, you know when you just have that little too much I was fortunately out of this argument. One of a couple of the boys had this argument about whether the Matildas deserve a statue or not. Half were for, half were against, and it got very heated.
What was the reasons for and against? Can you give me some top level stats?
I can just remember that they were arguing about that, and I'm just laughing because I didn't really care either way. Yeah, because once I found out they were doing it in Queensland, it wasn't coming out of my tax, I didn't really have a say in it. I don't care.
I don't want to surprise you, but like a statue doesn't cost that much. They spend a lot on dumb shit. You wouldn't realize.
Bro, doesn't
they make a lot of statues?
Doesn't it cost like $400 million to wash the Opera House or put a flag on the Harbour Bridge or something?
Yeah, yeah. It's
all that sort of stuff.
Oh man, they're building like ships for wars that we haven't had yet.
Yeah, but that's like that's necessary. You can't just build them as soon as the war starts.
That's true.
It's not a microwave,
bro. You can just not have a war.
Okay. Yeah. That, well, okay.
Time peace and love, dude.
Peace and love, man.
Yeah, man. That's I just solved war.
Australia's building ships for wars that have already happened.
Oh no.
Oh fuck.
Our world war.
Vietnam's not looking good. How far through are we on the ship? Couple more years.
Pirate ships.
Yeah, we got heaps of pirate ships getting made at the moment.
Oh yeah.
Oh. So that was Saturday, Sunday. Woke up just rattled.
Oh, yeah.
But did you get your fantasy team, actually?
Yeah, I did. I made a few mistakes after the beers because I practice drafting, but I don't draft after that many drinks. So it's not too bad. It's better than last year. I should be all right.
What's the prize this year?
Well, each person, whoever wins, the boys buy them a jersey.
Okay.
But I also do separate side jersey bets with Debonardi and Scotty.
Okay.
And American NFL jerseys cost like $120 US.
Right, that's
and I
expensive.
Lost both in the for the last 2 years.
Oof.
So I might as well be gambling, bro.
I'm fucking,
bro, it's costing me a lot.
It's not that much money.
It is.
two jerseys.
Yeah, what? Two jerseys. That's like $400.
Yeah, you're doing okay, mate.
Oh, bro. Not after a month in Europe, bro. I'm broke again.
Yeah, but you were in Europe. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, true. Europe.
You could start building ships for wars that haven't been.
How's your weekend, Tom?
Yeah, it was pretty chill. Went and visited Mum, the old sexy Minx in Newcastle.
Woo!
Woo! Newcastle's a bit of all right. Glad spring's fucking happening.
Oh, yeah.
The weather, it's like 30 degrees.
Shout out spring.
Fuck yeah. The real MVP. Spring. That's all my fantasy.
Bro, you know, first thing I do during spring?
Wank off into a flower.
Nope. Pickleball.
Pickleball. Yeah,
it's a
dude.
Great season to pickle.
Like, it's like winter, obviously, table tennis.
Mm.
By spring, I want something a little bit bigger, but not tennis. It's
not
summer.
Tennis. I'm not ready
it's
for
not
that.
Summer.
I'm not ready for that. What about autumn?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Badminton.
Yes. I couldn't figure out the progression. Handball, yep.
Well, I guess, do you go bigger than tennis or do you start going back down, getting ready for table tennis?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Mm. Mm. We'll have to work on that. Maybe you guys can brainstorm before next podcast. Oh, let's get into some news. There's lots happening at the moment.
Okay, cool.
News, trending news.
Fyre Fest 2 is happening and somehow already sold out.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude.
The gift that keeps on giving.
People just love chaos.
You know, like those movies that completely fucking tank and then somehow they get a sequel? You're like, fuck.
I feel like it's almost becoming the Sharknado effect of like you want to see it because you know it's going to be bad.
I would 100% like, go to that.
I know, and you kind of want to be in the history of it. I was at the second one, you know?
Going to Firefest, knowing it's going to be a Firefest is different than going expecting the Hilton.
I agree. I feel like Firefest 2 could be fun because your expectations are so low. Like, if I go to a normal festival and I got high hopes, I'm like, oh, my favorite band's there.
Yep.
I'll probably have a shit time.
Yeah,
because something will happen. I might get some annoying person standing in front of me or something. If I go in low to the bottom of the ground expectations, who knows?
Like, look at the gruel they're serving me. This is so Firefest.
I paid $1,000
for the gruel. I should color the gruel. That'd be fun.
Yeah, just like real pathetic
attempt.
Oh, I got
blue gruel. Yeah.
So how much? So there was, he only released 100 tickets, to be fair. Oh. So sold out's a big stretch.
But that's clever marketing. It's like it's like what Logan Paul and KSI did with Prime. Mm. They only dropped like, I think it was 17 first up. and then they bought them all. Yeah. And then like sold out. Can you get it from the supermarket? Everyone's like, fuck, this must be good.
Yeah.
Got me. And now I've seen my supermarket. No, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got the video here of the Brian talking about the ticket sales here.
All right.
And so he's fresh out of prison.
Okay,
guys, this is a big day because as of right now, Fyre Festival 2 tickets are officially on sale. It has been the absolute wildest journey to get here. In my first year, I partnered with one of the biggest and best TV companies in the world to produce a documentary called After the Fyre. I've also worked with one of the biggest production companies to sign a deal to produce Fyre Festival, the Broadway musical. And finally, today, we're announcing Fyre Festival 2. We spoke to people as far away as the Middle East and South America, and ultimately, we decided that Fyre Festival 2 is coming back to the Caribbean. We are targeting Fyre Festival 2 for the end of next year, and in the meantime, we'll be doing pop-ups and events across the world. Guys, this is your chance to get in. This is everything we've been working
on. Okay, there's so many good parts. We need to talk about that. Okay, firstly, I want to talk about, we spoke to people across the world in the Middle East, South America, and decided that the shittest place to have a festival was the Caribbean.
Well, he probably got rejected from the Middle East. They're like, dude, we've had enough drama here. Like, the Middle East might be too nice.
Yeah, I was like,
you don't want to go, like, Baghdad's too fancy.
Oh, yeah, Baghdad would be old Baghdad would have been perfect for it. That would be, that's Fyre Fest too.
Did he say a musical?
Yes. That was the other bit I started giggling as.
Do you reckon we'll make it to Broadway?
I think it fucking would.
I'll tell you what would work. I did see a show in Broadway and it was all about it going wrong, the actual production, but it was it was made to look like that. So Fyre Fest, they're like, this is going to be the sickest Broadway musical. And then everyone starts like falling off on hooks and that'd be kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. And then they don't have the deposit. They need to get water for the cast and crew, and they have the money for it, so they go to the water guy, and he says, suck your dick.
Yeah, it's like a rock anthem.
Legitimately, but if, who does Book of Mormon?
They do it.
If the South Park creators wrote Fyre Fest musical, with their name behind it as well, and their ingenious way of comedy, it would be fucking incredible.
Especially if you come in and you got your seat number, no seats.
Oh, that's
you're like,
sick.
Fuck,
oh,
I've already been stitched up.
Full experience.
Yeah, full experience. It's really hot in the theater. Yeah.
You have your beer, drink it, sand.
There's homeless people just walking around. They've just let anyone in. There's too many capacity.
Yeah. And they, like they, if you're in the level above you, they're allowed to like, well, I don't want to say piss. Yeah, piss on
piss
you.
On yeah, you. Yeah. Piss on you. It's expected.
Because it's like rain. It was it was stormy.
Warm rain.
It was stormy. Mm. But like the name brand Fyre Fest has got it. It's almost like The Room.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
It's a meme now. It's hilarious. Merchandise it. If there was Fyre Fest merch, I'd buy it.
So do you think people are going to the event knowing it's going to be bad?
Yes.
100%. I think I'd go for the stories, but I wouldn't go with my fiance because it'd be too fucking annoying.
She'd
complain a lot. I'd be there like knowing.
No, you've got to go with the boys and have some dirty
you
gotta shit.
You gotta be willing to sleep on like cow shit.
Yeah. Legitimately though, who do you think, which artist do you think would do it?
Oh man, Chet Hanks would be headliner. Full Jamaican accent the whole way through.
Oh yeah.
Only Jamaican. Because it's the Caribbean as well, so you can almost get away with it.
Because I was saying it's like a risk for them because they look bad if it goes to shit again and they've been burnt. He probably won't have much money to pay him, so that was kind of the perfect answer was Chet Hanks. Who's the other guy that 50 Cent always makes fun of? Ja Rule?
He was the first one.
Oh, yeah, he was on the first one, yeah. Yeah, he was a creator, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
I guess Smash Mouth can't go anymore.
Why not?
They died. Today.
Did they?
Yeah. Just Break. The main guy.
What?
What?
I thought you guys would have seen that.
No, you got.
Why
you had
are you
a little.
Saying it with a smile.
Yeah,
on your face?
You got a smirk on your face.
Because I thought you'd go. Yeah, you won't be able to go. He's dead.
R.I.P.
You don't
Steve
have to
Harwell.
Google it.
Oh, we do.
Okay, you can Google it and waste time. But I just told you.
56 years old.
There you go. Smash Mouth won't be headlining Fyre Fest 2.
Somebody did once tell him that the world.
He died peacefully and comfortably of liver failure.
That's Sounds like a weird sentence.
That's what the Guardian's written.
That's a bit of a
liver failure.
Oxymoron.
Bit of an oxymoron.
Oh, there you go.
So, how would you make Firefest 2 a success?
Oh, you'd have to capitalize on the fact it's going to be shit. Like we were saying. So, you're allowed as many drugs and alcohol as you want. Like, there's no restrictions. They don't check your bags. And if they do, they go, where are your drugs?
That's a great idea. So it's BYO, but you have to bring drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to be fun at this festival.
There could also be some kind of metal detector, and if you don't have a gun, I mean...
No. I think we hold off on the guns. Well, in saying that, what about, instead of guns, water pistols?
Okay.
Because they're always fun, and... In terms of like, you know how the toilet situation is always fucked at festivals?
Oh, that's the worst.
You pee into your water pistols. Maybe you want to get those backpack ones if you're going to think you'll be going
Camelback.
A lot. Yep. Yes. And it's kind of like on radio, you know, when you hear this song, ring up and you might win $500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're at the DJ, the boiler room, the tent, 1 a.m. And whenever he plays an R. Kelly song, you spray water fight with your piss with the water pistols. Good.
I'm surprised they don't do that more often.
That's fun.
I reckon dress code lose it. So you could wear nothing. You could wear full suit of armor.
Yeah, I think
so. It's kind of like capitalizing on what's that other festival that's really shit?
Burning Man.
Because that kind of went to shit, but that was always known as like the no rules bartering was accepted.
Yeah. Okay. Dress code is weird. But remembering you can't be cancelled.
Yes.
So possibly, like an Elmo Hitler?
Yep.
Would be cool?
Yep, that sounds cool.
That'd be funny.
Skin? Someone else's skin? You can't be cancelled.
That's a crime. That's a different...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay. Someone's loaned you the skin.
Yes.
Not you murdering them.
Can't ask questions.
Fine. Any other ones you think?
Allowing the DJs... Only allow DJs who specialize in weddings.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's a great idea.
Like, so they only play the DJ, hits. Like, a lot of...
I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah, some oldies, some ABBA.
Only ABBA. Okay.
Yeah. No security, but... Just people dressed as overprotective dads walking around.
Yeah, because you don't want to. You don't want to. So you disappoint your own dad, but you wouldn't want to disappoint your mate's dad. I do get that. Yeah. I'm thinking about. Oh,
they've just got dad energy. They're walking around. They're telling people what to do.
Simo's dad's here. Oh no! I'm gonna stop cutting the skin off this person. You're right.
What about the sleeping quarters?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking with the sleeping quarters, they actually do have them. It's sponsored by Twitch or Rumble, and you get to go in for a fairly cheap price, have a sleep, but it's live streamed to the world.
Also around the festival.
I love that.
There's big screens. There's just people like, oh, look who's sleeping in the middle of the day. Loser. And it says it on the camera.
And that would actually make the tickets so much cheaper or make Billy so much more money because people love to watch other people sleep.
That's true. What did you call him before? It wasn't Billy. It was something random.
Yeah. Yeah.
You called the founder of Firefest something random and we both were like, that's not his name.
Jeff. Yeah, we both looked at each other. We finally
Brian.
We got in sync.
Brian.
Classic Brian. Brian's your friend from Pickleball, bro.
Billy is from Firefest.
Brian's your friend from Pickleball.
There actually is a bloke called Brian at Pickleball.
Oh,
I bet that Alex is the big dog. I reckon if we go there, he's going to be like the king of the oldies.
I reckon his shorts would be so short playing pickleball. Do you reckon?
Assert your dominance.
Yeah, I like it.
Assert your dominance.
What's the next story?
Bong gender.
I like that.
Gender reveal party turns deadly after plane crash carrying pink water.
Wait, what?
Bong gender reveal party turns deadly after plane carrying pink water crashes. Do you want to hear more?
Yes.
Okay. Pilot killed after his plane's left wing failed at a gender reveal party in the town of San Pedro, Mexico.
Oh, Jesus.
The plane was... I got a video. I don't need to describe it.
Yeah, show us the video. So,
but the video is just screaming, by the way. So the
okay, well, don't play
still
us that.
Need
yeah.
you to tell
oh,
us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it funny screaming?
Listening. but you need to know.
The plane is seen flying over a beautifully decorated party, releasing pink smoke. The crowd cheers to reveal the that they're having a daughter when suddenly the wing snaps off.
Okay, now you can hear the audio.
Everyone listening, you got that?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, what we got Billy. We got Brian.
Brian from Hillsong.
Oh, yeah, it's on Twitter.
Okay, here we go.
It says, oh, baby, and Big Brothers.
Oh! They didn't even notice.
They didn't notice.
No, they don't.
Oh. None of them even notice. So it goes really, really low over the couple. If you're on YouTube, shout out. Leave us some nice comments. You'll be seeing this.
It folds in half
just over them, but everyone's watching the pink smoke and they're cheering because it's a girl. I guess it's girls are good in that country. I'm not sure where they are. And then
they're in Mexico, I think. I guess they're Mexican. it did say Mexico a lot in the
That article. Is a very observant.
Yeah. Oh, do you think maybe there was too much coke in that plane then?
Maybe that's what it was, pink coke.
That's why it's done scream.
Dude, who the fuck is filming? Because they film the plane, film it, it snaps, and then they go back to the...
to the couple.
Yeah.
Oh, there's enough of that.
Yeah. He'll be right. He'll be right. Glided out.
Dude, that guy died.
Yeah.
Yeah, the plane guy.
I know.
And you know who was sad. On it? The guy from Smash Mouth.
Yeah, dude.
It's very sad.
So do you think these gender reveal parties are necessary and maybe they've gone too far?
Can you imagine how strict she would have been to him as well? She'd be like, make sure you get that fucking plane low for our photos. Mm. You get it dangerously low.
Dangerously
we
low.
We want to see that gender up close and personal.
Oh, yeah.
And this poor guy's like, I don't think it's safe.
Yeah, I think it's quite... It was a unique way to do it, though. I will say that.
Yeah, it's not that creative, to be honest.
It's just about the balance of life.
What is?
Beautiful girls coming in the world. Something has to leave the world.
Oh, so you're saying circle of life.
I think she paid extra.
Do you reckon that little girl is going to come... into the world as kind of a reincarnated version of that Mexican man.
Yes, because that's what happens in the movies.
That's what happens in the movies.
It got transferred.
God taketh.
Oh, that'd be God a funny giveth. Comedy. And he's got his voice from the start. Yeah. Hello. Mummy.
Mummy, ese.
Ese, mummy.
Why'd you make me fly so low?
Fuck.
Oh, dude, they're getting out of control, though. Like... if someone invites me to a gender reveal, I'm not coming.
I'm 100% coming.
I'm not coming. Don't invite me. You're going to have one and you're going to fucking...
Oh, you'll be coming.
You'll be shooting down the pilot if it's a girl. Ow!
Dude, maybe that's what happened. No, but I think that'll be funny. I've never been to one. I think it's a balance. You can't do something lame. If you're making everyone come around just to say, oh, it's going to be a girl... or a boy.
Okay, what
it
are you
has
doing?
To be medium, but you can't do some insane shit where like two gorillas fight and the winning gorilla
that's heaps better.
And rips the other one's dick off.
And if it and bleeds,
throws it at a balloon, and then that
you
balloon.
You pump it with some kind of coloring, so its blood's a certain color. So they're fighting, blue spraying out of its face. You're like, yeah, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
And they keep killing each other.
Yeah, well, that's twins.
We got it.
That's
a boy.
Twins.
Have you seen those reveal parties where, like, they don't get the answer they want? Like, one of the parents, like, doesn't want a certain gender, and then they start, like, getting upset?
Oh, it's... just chill out, people.
Aww.
Well, we know you'd want a boy.
No, it depends. You'd want one of each, really. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter which one you get first. Second one, a lot of pressure on the second one, I will say that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think one of each initially... And then the
third. How many are you having?
11. We're on a soccer team, bro.
I can believe that. You
how many is on a pickleball team? Just two?
Four.
Okay, I need at least four.
Okay.
Yep.
I reckon two's the max.
Oh, why? But it's like after they've had one.
We're talking about ourselves.
Yeah, but also we don't have to push it out. We don't have to carry it.
Oh,
so I'm saying after, like, that's, they've had the magic of childbirth and their things a bit ruined. It's a lot easier. It slides out a bit easier.
Okay.
Mm.
So how would you do all these gender reveal parties, Frenchie?
Frenchie's gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
Great question.
You got a lot of them, so you got to get really creative.
Yeah, true. You got multiple. You have an 11 kids.
I like, I think a gender of surprise gender reveal party would be good.
I think they're all surprise gender reveal.
So what do they think the party is? No, so they don't know it's a gender reveal party.
Not the surprise at the
and point. I'm just with the boys down the pub.
That's funny.
And then I'm like, oh, let's all bet on this dog, whatever number it is. I guess it's number 8. And then it runs around, finishes first, and it's, I'm having a girl.
That's like, its name?
Yeah, that's its name.
Okay, that's good.
So it's a surprise gender reveal.
And the boys are like, I don't care.
As long as it won, they'll care if it won. They'll care if it won. Or like in the pokies or
so
something.
So how do you rig that, though? It's complicated. Oh, no,
I've been planning this for 3 seconds, Tom, okay? Oh. This is an example of what we could do. Help me out here.
I thought it would have to be some kind of pre-recorded thing, that's why.
Oh, for it to make that's sense. A great idea. Yeah. Okay, that's a much better idea.
Gender reveals. I've seen ones where they do like the car revving and then the smoke exhaust is like colors. That's a bit lame.
Mm.
I do like a milk challenge could be funny. You're like, guys, guess what? And you just force your fingers down your throat, vomit out, and it's the color.
The color. That's good. I like that. Throwing up on your friends.
Okay.
Or your friends all get drunk, but you don't know what color it was. Yeah, I don't know.
Next news article?
Yes.
All right. A reality TV star has overshared about what she keeps in her son's memory boxes.
It's funny because I found this story. I read the title. As soon as I read the title, I knew what it was.
Really? I haven't really heard of the concept of memory boxes before.
Well, she's just keeping stuff that reminds her of her son. Like it could be his first homework assignment or his first tooth or shoelace shoes that he kicked the dog with.
So this is the chick on the screen for those watching. She's like a Love Island chick.
Stacey Solomon.
She is absolutely a classic reality TV star. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like kind of a bit weird looking, like almost hot and then like, oh, you've done a lot of stuff to your face.
You'd
and
bet on her for the Melbourne Cup. That's a safe bet. Frenchie, love that. All right, so what did she tell us, Alex?
So Stacey
Wait,
Solomon
you can't guess?
Revealed,
I've read the article.
Oh, that she keeps her son's foreskins in separate memory boxes.
Separate ones.
Saying she has issues letting things go, including the penis skins.
Dude, that's like a gross form of hoarding.
It's nasty as fuck. It's
dude.
Like something a witch would do for if she needs to.
A potion.
Yeah, make a potion to make her sons infertile if she doesn't like the partner they're with or something. Or if they maybe. I don't know if whether when they were misbehaving, she would chop a bit of foreskin off and keep it in there and say, you get it back when you're behaving.
Yeah, or like prank them when they're like for their 21st and be like, you accidentally ate it. That's nasty. That's crazy. Like, is she going to then what? Their first pube? She's plucking
first
that
shit,
thing.
First cum.
Oh, it's going to be a gross cauldron. You know?
Like, I get you want to keep cute little mementos, but like foreskin does seem a bit much. And I've seen like, Those kids are like very white. They've got small dicks already.
Yeah,
giving their dick back.
If you want them to keep it, maybe don't cut it off. Yeah. They'll be there forever, and you can look at it whenever you want.
You can stroke it when you're watching TV together.
Exactly. Well, apparently the surgery that you can put it back on.
What? No way.
Yeah, I googled it.
No, there's no way.
He sounds like a priest right now.
Yeah, dude.
Give me it.
What,
put
do
it
they
back
take,
on
like,
my mouth.
Skin from your butt cheek or something, like a burn thing, and wrap it around.
But
it would like
be too
fucking
small. Most, like, boys' penises, when they get their fore cut off, it grows.
So maybe it's not using the old one, but it's, you can.
Yeah, it must be. Just
it grows, you can grow a new one.
You can stretch penile skin over time to create a new foreskin or surgically attach skin from another area of your body to your penis. You knew that, Tom.
I'm just guessing. You're not going to be able to put on dead skin back onto a dick.
But if you've already got one, can you make it a bit longer?
It sounds like you can by stretching with weights, maybe.
I was actually editing a video the other day.
Okay.
No.
Good segue.
The one from Canberra with OG Swags a lot.
Said he had a really long foreskin.
He was telling you, he goes, I've got a really, really, he goes, it's pretty much 90% of my cock. And then he felt so bad. And then like 5 minutes later, he felt bad. He goes, okay, probably 80%. No, it's half. I'm like, no one's going to call you out, bro. We assumed you were being a bit silly, boy.
Stretch them out, boys.
Stretch those forearms.
I think she's got to let it go. Let the foreskins go.
Let it go.
You heard it here first, Stacey. Get rid of the fucking foreskins.
Yeah, you're gross.
So I saw a Coles ad that's going viral on TikTok of TV chef Curtis Stone.
Handsome.
Showing how you can feed your family of four for $10. And people are mocking the ad with like photos of grapes, like 15 bucks or like a packet of cheese.
Yeah, I saw a guy, he just grabbed one of the $9 sandwiches, a dollar bottle of water, and then he divided the sandwich into four on four plates and divided the water. That was it.
Yeah, I saw it was about $10.49 for a punnet of small grapes, the blue grapes. No, the fucking purple ones.
Wait, are they the coloured grapes?
It's a boy.
I kept him.
Bro, inflation's crazy, but you can't still have that same tagline with inflation. Mm. Feed your family for less than
$10. Yeah, I don't think they still do it.
Oh, it was an old one, wasn't it?
It was an old one. They were kind of trolling. But we thought we haven't done a prank call in a while. I feel a bit cringy thinking about a prank call because we haven't done it.
Yeah, we need to do, if it goes badly, can we lock in a second one to recover?
No, nah, we'll go
while
good.
We're warming up, we'll go good.
Okay. So we're calling Coles, see what, should we say we tried to feed our family?
Yeah, we saw this ad online.
Yeah.
So... The way to do it is, I've got the number up, call, and then just put it on speaker.
Oh.
And then...
You
can just put it on speaker and then put it in the middle, like in the... Yeah, on the desk. Oh,
okay, so we talk into that.
Yep.
Oh, number left.
Is that right, Grant?
So does it still need to be on speaker?
Hello? Calls like, how can I help you?
G'day. I was just wondering. I just saw an ad for feeding my family for $10, and I just had a quick question. I bought a roast chicken, and it was $15, so I put that back. And I saw a sale for Half-Price Lindt chocolates, and I bought the whole box. And the family, they got very sick. There was only about 5 Lindt balls each.
I'm hungry, Daddy.
Oh, shut up. And so they ate them, and they ate the wrappers because they had to fill up. And then they complained of gastrointestinal pains.
Let me transfer you to my manager. Won't be long.
Thank you.
Good music, Carlos.
Yeah. She's trying to explain in the music, Frank, what I was saying. I'm going to completely flip the story now and confuse her.
Blame it on the other person.
This is the studio on Cold Radio.
No. Now we play the waiting game, guys.
What is this?
I thought it was a fade out. I thought they were giving us a fade out.
Is this a song? It sounds like it should be a song.
Coles. Is that where prices are down?
Yep.
Down like the syndrome.
Oh.
Level 5. Level 4. Price keep going down. Do you want some more cheese? $12. Grapes 13. Coles. Prices are down.
Those prices are down. I had a little hand. Now it's big and red. Down on your cousin. We'll cut all this out. She's stitching up with this long of a wait.
No, we'll commit.
This is a little bit.
I got another number.
No. Keep it. We're in. We're in this now. We can always.
Hello, Graham speaking.
Hi, Graham. This is Jeff. I just talked to your colleague. I asked her to pass me on to the hottest guy on the team, and she just forwarded me through to you.
Okay. How can I help, mate?
We were just wondering. We just saw this old ad for, I think it was Curtis Bone, and he said that you could feed a family for $10. And I bought... I think I've got about 10 packets of rice crackers for the fam, and that hit about $10.50. And I divided them up, and the kids were fucking, they were dehydrated by the end of it. They were coughing, spluttering, and they were not full, and they did not seem fed. Thoughts?
Well, it sounds like this is a joke phone call, so...
I'm hungry,
really sure what...
Daddy. I'm hungry. What are you calling the hottest guy? Holy fuck. Oh, he knew. You started giggling. You had it. You had
it. Dude, I started giggling because I said Curtis Bone, which is the dumbest joke ever.
That's why I was giggling. That was funny.
Oh, well, Coles, there you go.
Oh, we got to bring the prank calls back. We need one an app. They are great. One every couple apps, maybe.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
not go crazy.
Yeah, no, but they are funny. They're very funny. Hard not to fucking laugh.
It's just something so silly. It just brings out your little funny, immature side. No matter how That's old true. We get, you're never too old to prank call the local supermarket. Jinx.
What's next?
I've got the freak of the week.
Oh, the listener's new favorite segment. The YouTube commenters love that. All they comment about was the freak of the week.
Did they?
No.
I was thinking I didn't see
any
of that.
They're not commenting much. So if you're watching on YouTube, start commenting some shit. We read it, you fucking dogs. Yeah, give my camera. Yep, lights on.
So this week's freak of the week is a man, a Louisiana professor, has resigned after reports surfaced of him asking students to paint their faces to fulfill his clown fetish.
Wait, they had to paint their own face like a clown, or he painted their face like a clown?
They had to paint their own face like a clown.
Oh, so they had to go out and get paintbrushes and stuff.
That's fucking funny. Imagine his lectures just standing up there looking down over a sea of clowns.
But oh yeah.
That's a lot.
I wonder if he justify it in a different way?
Yeah, so he would let me see what I've written here. So he would make them put it on for like extra credit and they do it for like film.
Dude, I'd need more context.
I've written it down.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just, extra credit, done. You know what I mean? It's like, no more questions. What's the course? Did he say philosophy?
He was a geography professor at Nicholls State University, and many students came forward to claim that he would offer them bonus points in class if they could paint their face. Paint their faces like a clown.
That's a hard one to sell. I should have gone art.
Okay.
If you're going to be a creepy fetish.
Yeah.
But clowning.
But in all the ways professors have made you do things to get extra credit.
Me?
No, I'm saying professors in general. Yep. Professors, teachers in general have made students do a lot of things for extra credit. Painting themselves like a clown, one of the more... less harmful ways, more fun ways, should we say?
Yeah, but it's a sex thing.
Yeah, but he's not coming on them. He's not like, oh.
So there's Reddit on a Reddit forum.
He's not jumping in the clown car. Do you know what I mean? He's not honking their noses, honk honk, like while he furiously masturbates like Louis C.K. in a hotel room. Maybe. I think he's just looking at it, putting it in the bank for later.
Yeah.
Unless he's got hidden cameras, I don't know.
You never know behind those lecterns what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why do you need a lectern? You're hiding your stiffy, that's why.
I thought it was hiding the legs. I thought it was a lot of professor with leg, worried about their legs, maybe. Insecurities, but there you go.
Yeah, so people found his Reddit username. His name was Geography. Like Joe.
That's good.
That's great.
That's good to get that handle as well. Oh. You know, you're happy when you get that handle. You're like, I can't believe this wasn't taken.
Geography one.
And he writes, I have a face paint fetish and convince the cute girls in my class to let me paint their faces.
No, so he's painting them?
Oh, he must be.
Yeah, wow.
That would make more sense.
But how do you get... That's that such a hard segue. Sense.
Okay,
like, geography.
Okay, do you want to...
No, I've got one of the reasons that he uses...
No. We were about to role play it. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about it. We can role play. Hey, Mr. Tumpledink.
Yeah, hey.
Can I call you Joe?
You can call me Geography.
Geography. I don't know why you gave me a C minus on this. I thought it was really good. I really need to be a B average to pass and get into Yale.
Well, maybe if you, you've got a lot of makeup on there.
Yes, I'm trying to be pretty for my boyfriend.
I'll tell you whose makeup I love.
Whoa, okay.
Have you heard of Bobo the Clown?
Yeah, I guess I think I have. I can Google him. I guess he's just a clown, is he?
Men find him incredibly attractive.
Okay. I'm not sure what this has to do with the geography test
saying,
we just did.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just talking about a test, as you can see.
See this on the map?
Yes.
France.
Yes.
Guess what invented there? Miming, clowning.
That's true.
See here? That's where we are.
We.
It's only one spin of the globe.
What are you trying to say here, geography?
Paint your face like a clown. It gets aggressive towards the end.
Let me paint you. Let me paint
let
you.
Let me
like,
paint you.
Let
okay.
me paint you
like
a
one of my
French
mimes.
He was a bit sneakier. So here we've got Bradley Price, a student who took his East Asia class, said that the professor had set an assignment where all students were to paint their faces. They were to send multiple pictures of from multiple angles and write the process of it. The relevancy he gave was that it was a Japanese style of makeup and to better understand the Japanese culture.
Oof.
So then did he Photoshop clown stuff over the
geisha
girls?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was so much of a clowns and more just a face paint.
Oh, yeah.
This is a strange one.
It's just, and also bragging on Reddit.
Yeah.
Like up. Come on, bro.
Can't believe what I made my cute girls do.
Yeah.
Painted them up real good.
And the boys.
And the boys. He said girls, but.
No, boys too.
Boys too. Why is it? He only brags about the girls.
No, he brags about them all.
So that is a freak.
That's a freak,
that's
of,
a
the
freak of the
week.
Freak.
That's a freak of the week.
Oh, I can get his photo up just so you can get
Oh,
the
I would
freakiness.
Love to see
I'm kind
the
of visualizing
photo.
Alex
yeah.
with clown
yeah,
makeup
I'm thinking,
now.
Oh,
that looks like you,
that
dude.
That is Alex.
That looks
Holy
like you.
Holy fuck. That's Alex cross of Shia LaBeouf or someone. Holy fuck.
Alex, was this you?
He's kind of like...
He looks kind of young for a professor.
Yeah, he could have just like probably had sex with him if you just...
Nah, let's not get crazy. He looks like Alex.
Ah,
cheap shit.
It is a bit Alex-y.
Oh no, sorry, I was laughing at a joke I said earlier.
Oh, okay, he was cooking dinosaurs,
dude. He's not even smiling for a clown lover. You'd think he'd have more of like a Cheshire grin.
He's the sad clown. That's what
he
is.
He does look like a sad clown.
Do you think clowns have pimps?
Clowns, pimps, waffle.
Well, I'm saying back in the day, clowning was a big thing. Every circus had clowns. You'd want the best clowns.
So not
best
managers.
Best clowns have the best pimps.
So
you hoeing out a clown.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
I think they would have some sort of pimp. And also, like, you're in the 1920s, 30s. There's no camera phones. You see a bright clown. And sometimes they put that junk in the trunk. They're getting harassed.
True.
Unless they got that strong pimp hand to protect them.
And they probably also like deal with the freak shows because they had freak shows. So you'd have your clown girls and you'd have like your tattooed monsters and like lizard people.
Yeah, so I guess circus owners were the original pimps.
I think so.
And then some would do different circuses, and that's what I'm saying is like you're pimping your clown out to this circus for a while.
So I guess the moral of the story is next week, Alex, we expect a full clown face. That's all.
And I need to.
Yeah, you'll be clown
face. Will I get bonus?
No.
What also I'm thinking about, like, let's say he's dated before. Let's say the professor's dated before.
Okay.
He's got a clown makeup fetish. And he's dating, so he knows he can work it in slowly. And so, 8 months in, she's. Gets him off by putting on clown makeup and fucking...
Oh, dude. He'd be like just waiting for Red Nose Day. Like his favorite holiday.
Always wanting to go to the circus.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Every time Krusty comes on, he's jacking off. Let's watch the first half of Patch Adams again. Not the second half.
Gets a bit sad.
Not the second half. Unless you don't put the makeup on.
We'll only watch the second half.
All right. We've got a new segment, Cringe Corner.
Oh.
And if you pass me my phone, I've got a sting for it. Okay, so Cringe Corner. This week's cringe story is from
Frenchie.
You
haven't even explained what Cringe Corner is. Play
it's pretty fucking selfish.
Play the intro. All
right.
Play the fucking intro.
So I went on Fiverr and I got this intro. No, that's not true.
I'm so embarrassed. I wish everybody else was dead. That's gotta hurt.
Down to suck a lemon.
Tom and Frenchie's Cringe Corner.
That was nice.
That was a very cool intro. Well done, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you. That took me the week.
Essentially, what this segment is, guys, no matter how old you get, you still do things that embarrass you, that make you cringe. And there's still some things haunting you from the past, from primary school, from high school. You think about and you think, why did I do that? And you cringe. It ruins your day. It ruins your day.
Wakes you up in the middle of the night.
So we're going to be not cringe busters. We want to be like a healing group where one of us will share something and then we'll figure out a way to make it okay. We might even get callers calling in.
Yeah, that'd be great. Go to our speakpipe.com/Tom and Frenchie if you got any cringe memories. You'll see what we mean
What we mean. So I want to start off with a big one, which I still think about. I still can't believe I did. I don't know if you'll find it as embarrassing as I do. I'm in high school, awkward. I'd say year 9. I'm in the muso group. Not fitting in well. They're all in bands. I'm not. So I went home one afternoon. I wrote a song, a pop punk song. I was listening to a lot of Newfound Glory at the time.
see where this is going.
Yeah, you can. Instead of being content to learn the song and wait till I got a band or just even write songs, and I decided on the train I would sing it, pretending it was a song I heard on the radio the night before to see if my friends liked it.
They're like, what channel? Channel is that shit on?
Right.
Oh, so you were like, I heard this song last night. It was a banger.
No, I just started singing, like, going, oh, yeah. And then they just didn't know anything. They were just looking at me. It was like, I just haven't heard on the radio. Bro, it was so bad. I still think about it.
Do you remember it?
I remember parts of it.
I want to hear it.
I tried to write down parts I remember.
Oh, yes. Do you want to reenact it?
I just did reenact it, bro.
I'll be the boys. Right. Yeah, so I was playing with the boy in the band, and we really crushed at this venue. Frenchie, you good, man?
Yeah, bro. Just sorry I'm late on the train. You guys keep talking.
All good, bro.
I just got this crazy song stuck in my head.
Okay, whatever. So I was hanging out and
but I got the last laugh in my fast car. Pretty girl by my side, driving fast, fast. Don't bully me.
Well, what the fuck was that? What was that, man?
I just a song I heard on the radio. It was pretty cool. It's whatever. Don't know who it's by.
Okay. That was strange. What station?
This is my stop.
So what was the premise of the song? Fast car. That's Tracy Chapman.
There was a pre-chorus about how, I think the verse in the pre-chorus was about how this kid gets bullied and then he gets the last laugh in his fast car.
Oh.
It was very Newfound Glory.
But you showed them now because years later you still don't have a car.
Wow.
Okay, so how do we, let's cleanse you of this memory.
How can you cleanse me of this cringe?
Maybe we all just click our fingers and say cringe lots of times.
Cringe.
Alex, join in. You got to cleanse him.
Cringe. Done. I feel good.
Do you feel better?
I feel good. We all shared it. We can laugh about it now. But it's also, if you share it, you can laugh about it. It makes it
All right, what's next?
So, yeah, if you got one, dial in with something you still, that still keeps you in up at night.
So, Frenchie this week is taking over the fuck segment.
Well, I'm not taking over. I just thought I'd read them out because it was an interesting thing. Can you do the
jingle?
Jingle.
That's fucked. What is the fucked segment of the week?
That was pretty good.
Told you, Alex is on today. He's on.
That's taking a bit, but he's warming up.
He's cooking.
I'll be cooking for the Patreon bonus app.
Yes, which we'll be recording next.
Yes, we will be doing a Patreon special episode after this. Patreon.com/TomandFrenchie.
Just a quick 20.
Just we're a gonna quick try and 20. Do it every week. Having fun. We're really going to try to do it every week. So the fuck segment of this week is almost like a sequel to Tom's video he did once.
Oh, yeah.
But not as intrusive. No, remember you were out, did a video about the girls' advice?
Girls' advice group, which was a group on Facebook where they just ask for advice on stuff, but some of it was really funny.
Some of it's really good advice I need, some of it's really funny.
And then so I did this video. Most people liked it, majority, but there was a strong group of people who, even though I blacked out names, I didn't give any personal details, they were like, it's a private group, but there were like 300,000 people in the group. I'm like, it's not private. I got in there.
Well, this group popped up on my fiance's Facebook, and because I was on her phone and I'd never seen it before because it doesn't come to me because I'm a male. A females only group based in Sydney on Facebook. Let me read it out properly. It's called Sis, Is This Your Man? Sydney, New South Wales. Important because they have sections everywhere.
Oh, so it's like a little franchise, like a KFC.
Yes, it's like a KFC. Because yeah, cool. I saw a post, it was about some dude, and then the comment underneath it was like, you should be posting this in the Campbelltown section. God. I'm like, how many fucking ones do they have? So essentially this page is calling out cheaters and asking for information on guys they're seeing, they're dating, whether anyone has the tea on them.
So if girls go on a date with some freaky dude off Hinge and they have some weird experience, good or bad, they can post in this group and be like, do any of you know Jonathan? He makes me, he painted my face like a clown, like just weird shit.
Right, and it's scary how many comment underneath going, oh yeah, I know him, he did this to me, blah, blah, blah.
Calling him out, I love it.
I can give you an example of a post. Anonymous member wrote this, watch out for Ryan. And they've got a picture of Ryan. You can have it. Can you describe him?
Oh, dude, this guy looks like he works in accounting and CrossFit. He does CrossFit as well.
And would wear someone else's skin to Firefest. Watch out for Ryan. Pretends he's looking for a meaningful long-term relationship. Manipulative and only after sex. Will ghost you afterwards and be abusive and arrogant.
I'd say that's 90% of men on dating apps, but it's good to clarify.
Good
this
to get
is
a
definite,
face to a name.
Definitely this guy. We can rule him out.
Definitely this one. And then another example of this, any tea on Nathan on the right, and I'll put a picture of him. And then girls will write the tea, stockbroker.
Here's some tea.
Daddy's money.
Handsome.
Handsome.
Worth it.
Manipulate me.
Oh, that's interesting. So hopefully, if you're on dating apps and you're unsure of certain guys, you can fucking get in these groups.
What
causing chaos.
I'll give you another example. Okay, please. NET on this guy. I went for a drink with him once. And since then, every weekend, he keeps booty calling. Calling several times through Instagram at 1 a.m. Had to block him. It was very annoying. Anyone else dealt with this?
I think every guy, every single guy is like a few beers in, you're like, wonder what she's up to.
Yeah. Well, you haven't messaged her in 7 years.
I think that's pretty normal behavior. It is annoying, but it's pretty normal.
Yeah, there are some more ones where it's like a bit less funny.
If he rocks up at your place, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, he's hiding. Yeah. This guy hides in the tree outside mine, pretends he's giving it a haircut.
Throws pebble at it like we're in Lizzie McGuire or something.
This one, John got called out. Hey, girls, I matched with this guy like a year ago on Tinder. And just now on Bumble, I remember he said the exact same thing about leaving to go home soon in 2 days and just wants to casually hang out.
Dude, called out.
He's been running that for a year. I'm going home. He must be from England or something. Oh. I'm going home in 2 days. I just want to casually hang out. Matches the same girl a year later. No
One of way. His photos is like at the citizenship thing.
Oh, no. You'll love his photos.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Is that like the sales tactic?
Oh, wow.
That's so he can just root him and then he's like, I'm back in UK. What do you mean a sales tactic?
Well, like I've heard that's a sales tactic.
Alex got dumb right at it.
Where you like you say, oh, it's going to be going soon, you know, like...
Oh, like a carpet store.
Yeah.
He's like a rug.
Fuck me now before I'm gone. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
90% off.
Yep.
My cock.
Then you're like, wait, you're still here. And it's like, not for you, bitch. No.
That's what he would say.
That's what he would say, yeah.
Yeah. The bad ones are a lot of Brazilian and Latin men.
Really? They what are they like, out there doing?
They're changing names. They're changing ages. They change jobs. They just lie.
Con men.
Yeah, there's a lot of con men type stuff.
Yeesh.
There's the one with a girlfriend. This one, this is a similar one like that. Look at this gun. You can read this out.
Oh,
Tom.
Dude. This looks like Willy Wonka.
He's wearing a top hat.
Dude, he looks like the guy from American Beauty who was like the creepy neighbor next door who saw the plastic bag and thought it was the beautiful thing, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
He's got a top hat on. He's way too old for wearing a top hat. Hi, ladies. I met up with this guy for one date some time ago, but I thought I would post because he lied to me about his age. He claimed to be 39, about to turn 40, but really he's 43, turning 44. Presumably he claimed this to tap into the younger age group. He also claimed to be 6 foot tall, but is well below this height. Clearly a dishonest guy. These are funny
because it
could be a lot worse. Yep. I feel like there's much worse out there. You got to be careful.
Well, I didn't screenshot the much worse ones.
Oh, there were.
Some of it's like really like this guy.
I was kind of like, those are
this
fairly...
guy's a piece of shit.
He murdered my dog.
Call the police. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I just screenshotted the funnier ones. You mean Alex were laughing earlier because we were saying good on girls for banding together and trying to like let everyone know about these creeps or whatever.
And it's also just a bit of tea, isn't it?
Oh, they love the tea. It's all
a bit
gossip.
Of gossip. How good.
But we were saying, let's say there's an abusive or annoying ex-girlfriend, very bad girl, you wouldn't want to date. We see some guy dating her in real life. We probably wouldn't tell him. We'd start a group chat with everyone but him in it, going, look, Jono's dating Eve.
I'll tell you what's even worse.
You're going to find out about that stank puss. Go on.
If we had the exact same group and we're like, this is Becky.
Oh,
she's a nightmare.
True.
Said all the horrible things. Like, she literally dug up my dead dad and did a puppet show with him. But if she was hot, the boys would still be like, oi.
Yeah. Well, that's cares? What happens to some of them.
So she's single?
Yeah.
So she's available now?
This chick's not even 6 foot.
Yeah. Be the total opposite.
Oh, 100%. It doesn't. We would literally wouldn't read anything. I'd just be like, well, where's the photo? Okay, single.
Samantha.
Did you use the line about needing to go home in 2 days or could I use it?
any tea on this girl? Send me a number and I'll see if I send me your Insta and I'll try to find some.
Oh, man. I love that. Samantha used to do satanic seances at night.
Yeah, like, oh,
okay. She's up at night, is she? Ooh, all hours.
1 a.m. or you up? That's funny, man. Guys, if you see any good tea in that group, any ladies listening and want to tell us some goss, let us know. It's fun.
Yeah, I'd be interested. Maybe I'll try to join the... I wonder if there is a guys one.
No,
we tell enough tea. We get enough. There would be beers. Spill the beer, bro.
Ew.
What's next? We can wrap up with a little bit of fake news.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we can make some fake news up and trick people online to believing it.
Yes. So we saw that one of the Jonas Brothers, I always forget which one's which, the guy who's dating another famous person.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Jonas. Brian Jonas?
Brian Jonas. Brian Jonas.
Billy Jonas.
Yeah. Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas. Oh.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Possibly on the rocks. They've been married for 7 years. They've been photographed not wearing their wedding ring. So we thought we'd do some fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Making fun of their...
So what's her background?
She's redhead.
She's in Game of Thrones.
That's all
I guess
thought
Scottish?
She was in Game of Thrones, I thought I was just being prejudiced against redheads. Anyone with red hair, I'm like,
they're
in
all
Game
Scottish,
of Thrones.
Bro. They're all Scottish. Yep, she has to be.
All right, let's do it.
Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner have broken up. Well, it appears their marriage is on the rocks. They've been photographed without their wedding rings. Do you know why this happened, Tom?
I do. There was news popping around with the wedding rings. Just wait.
You're all right.
I heard that she finally admitted to him that she'd never heard a Jonas Brothers song. So stupid.
I don't mean...
So stupid. You got anything?
I was just going to throw it to you. Okay, let me think.
Maybe something like they physically can't put the rings on anymore. Like their fingers have swelled up so much.
From what? Were they flying?
I mean, that's you got to fill in the gaps.
Don't listen to him.
Okay. Who's the celebrity that's always cheating? Who did we call out last time? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. He's with her.
Now, what's the one they
I
hate?
Was thinking like one of the brothers got in or something.
Yeah, okay. Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner have broken up. They've been photographed without their wedding rings.
They've been together like 7 years, haven't
they? Yeah, bro. It's been a while. Rumor on the street is someone's been playing up. Well, both of them actually.
Jonas Brothers on tour.
Yeah, so Joe was spotted leaving a Taylor Swift's hotel.
Shit.
Yeah, so that's happening. And then Sophie, the same week.
I heard Sophie Turner. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think who should she be with. Okay. And then Sophie that same week was seen kissing... Danny DeVito.
Wait. I heard, yeah, so he left Taylor Swift's hotel.
Yeah.
But Sophie Turner was seen leaving Peter Dinklage tiny house.
Why?
Because he was in Game of Thrones.
Okay. Do it.
Tiny
okay.
house.
Okay, do it. Yeah, finish it off. Do it, probably.
So he's off making silly with Taylor Swift. Making silly.
Making whoopee.
Making whoopee.
I'm going to say
Do you want to do it all in one? We'll do it all in one, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas have broken up. Well, their marriage is on the rocks. They've been photographed without wedding rings. And the reason is apparently they're playing up. There's photos of Sophie. No, oh, fuck. Apparently they're playing up. There's photos of Joe leaving Taylor Swift's hotel. So rumor is he was mucking around with her. And Sophie, who was?
Sophie was spotted. She was papped leaving Peter Dinklage's tiny house.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. He was up in New Zealand in one of those little things in the mountains.
Yeah, because apparently they had a chemistry on set, but they never pursued it.
Yep.
But then then she just couldn't resist. Walk and lick job, he calls her.
That's funny.
What the fuck?
All right, there we go.
That was beautiful. That was the fake news.
Beautiful music. All right.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
so we're going to continue quickly doing a Patreon. If you guys want to head over to patreon.com/TomandFrenchie, we'll be doing an extra little bit over there for you to check out.
A little sun.
A little debrief. See you guys.
Bye.